It'd be. It is now 27 to 7 o'clock. Mark Warminger is a fund manager at Milford Asset Management. Now, Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver Category Fund Manager of the Year Award, both 2013 and 2014. Now, this award is in recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. Now, for more information or for an investment statement, you go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or call them direct on 0800 662 345 or milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. And Mark Warminger is with me. Hi, Mark.
Good evening.
So, close to the end of another quarter, and the NZX 50 index is at another record high. What has caused the latest rally, do you think?
Oh, I think the main contributor to the latest rally has been the electricity stocks after the National Party election win, which has obviously given regulatory certainty to the sector. So these stocks have been re-rated back towards fair value, and the utility sector is now the biggest sector in the NZX 50 index. So any movement in these stocks has a big effect on the overall index movement. And I think prior to the election, the earnings season over August was in line with expectations. Outlook statements were quite positive, and dividends were increased by about 60% in the company. So that's the snapshot, I guess.
Mark, what about the New Zealand dollar? What effect is that having on the New Zealand market?
Yeah, I think it's having a significant effect in terms of the strength of the New Zealand dollar versus the Australian dollar. This has been attracting investment from Australia into the large New Zealand companies. In general, when the New Zealand dollar strengthens versus the Aussie dollar, foreign ownership of the index increases and vice versa. So currently we've got about 38% of the New Zealand equity market is owned by offshore investors, and you know, this is equivalent to the highs that it got to pre the global financial crisis. I think in terms of the New Zealand dollar versus the US dollar, obviously we've seen quite a significant weakening in this recently. New Zealand's growth rate has peaked and the US economy has continued to recover. We've seen the dairy auction results have been quite weak. And also we've had the RBNZ governor talking about the NZ dollar and how it's unjustified and unsustainable at current levels. So this has played a part as well. And at the moment, our current expectations are that the New Zealand dollar versus the US dollar probably goes lower. And this is certainly beneficial for New Zealand companies with US dollar-based income.
What do you think are the key themes to focus on going forward?
Well, I think there's a number of things. Globally, there's certainly challenges remaining in a number of industries where overcapacity or geopolitical risks or softening economic conditions are affecting businesses. The global dairy price volatility is certainly delaying some farm spending. And in Australia, subdued trading conditions are also causing some weakness for trans-Tasman companies. Although saying this, the Australian economy is firming compared to 6 months ago. Closer to home, domestically, the residential, commercial and infrastructure sectors are continuing to grow. We expect them to recover further this year and next year. And this is going to be driven by Christchurch rebuild and also the strength of the Auckland housing market. So I guess taking the last few points together, adding in subdued inflation concerns means that, you know, the overnight cash rate at 3.5% is likely to change for the foreseeable future. And this will certainly help underpin risky assets to a certain degree. And with the broad momentum building in the US economy and the rate of growth peak in New Zealand, the New Zealand dollar is probably going to continue to weaken versus the US dollar.
Ed Mark, so can the New Zealand market keep moving higher?
Oh, look, Larry, you can never say never, but the New Zealand share market has seen large multiple expansion over recent times. I think the easy money has definitely been made. The market overall no longer appears reasonable value to make an adequate return over the next 12 months. But there are certain stocks you know, where value remains and cash rates are low. Money's still chasing better returns, so you know, it is possible the market could get more expensive over the near term.
Thank you for that. That is Mark Warminger, who is a fund manager with Milford Asset Management. You go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345.